Hey, Stuart Archuleta here.
This is Annie Lennox of Eurythmics.
This is Al Hurt.
This is Melba Moore.
This is David Arkenstone. You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This is the second episode of the second Sounds of Christmas podcast countdown, which I suppose makes it a tradition. Through the end of the month, I'll be reposting previous episodes, the top 10 most listened to and most downloaded. So yes, it's a rerun. In fact, it's technically the second of 10 days of reruns, all leading up to the new season of the Sounds of Christmas station on November 1st, and at least one brand new podcast episode here. But I wanted to make sure that that was clear up front. You may have already listened to this episode, and I'm not really adding anything new to it. So if you don't want to hear it again, you should stop listening now. Still here? Well, I tried.
Number nine, huh?
Number nine.
The ninth most listened to and most downloaded episode of the Sounds of Christmas podcast was number seven on the countdown last year. It was one of our very first episodes released on April 5th, 2021. It examined the song Baby It's Cold Outside, along with some of the controversy around it, the war on Christmas, there isn't one, and the ridiculous claims that there's a movement afoot to cancel Christmas. In a previous podcast, I talked about the fact that there is no war on Christmas. The terminology seems to be shifting to a new buzzword, so I wanted to revisit the topic, which some are now claiming is the upcoming attempt to cancel Christmas. No, really, some people are saying this, and they seem to be pretty serious about it. Let me be clear. No one is canceling Christmas. I don't want this to devolve into politics, so I'll skip the long list of things many are claiming that people are trying to cancel, and the hypocrisy that goes along with that from those same people when they're not happy with something, and then they try to launch a boycott against it. Let's stick to Christmas and Christmas music. Baby, It's Cold Outside. That song is the most recent one to get caught up in this whole thing. Here's a little history. The song first hit radio in 1949 with 9 different versions. Dean Martin and Marilyn Maxwell's is probably the most famous from that year. After that first year when the song was new, the only version that hit the charts for the next 50 years or so was the version by Ray Charles and Betty Carter, and that was in 1962. As of last year, there were over 400 versions of Baby It's Cold Outside. In the past 10 years or so, 10 versions have made it to the charts. Some new, like Kelly Clarkson, Michael Bublé, and John Legend, and some not so new, like Dean Martin and Ella Fitzgerald, though not together. Hardly seems like it's a song that's been canceled. Recent versions by Michael Bublé, Idina Menzel, and Kelly Clarkson all reworked the lyrics to get rid of the outdated lines that have made the song so controversial in recent years. So, there are over 400 versions, and many are selling well enough these days to make it onto the charts. Still, some say it's being canceled because radio stations aren't playing it. Well, after it debuted in 1949, radio stations only played Ray Charles' version enough to get that one on the charts at all. And now, for the last 10 years or so, it's getting enough sales and enough airplay to pop up on the charts with 10 different versions. Again, that hardly seems like a song that's been canceled. The other thing is pretty simple. Baby It's Cold Outside is not a Christmas song. It has nothing to do with Christmas. It doesn't mention that it takes place at Christmas time or that Christmas is coming up or any other holiday is coming up for that matter. At best, it's a winter song, a cold weather song. And all nine of those versions that were released back in 1949, all of them came out in the first half of the year, not around Christmas. So if someone tries to tell you that it's part of some scheme to cancel Christmas, you can clearly see that's not the case. And that's basically true of any other argument being made about the mythical cancellation of Christmas. It's not happening. For the last 15 to 20 years, many have been claiming there's a war on Christmas. There isn't. No one is attacking Christmas or trying to take it away. In fact, Christmas is being celebrated more than I ever remember. More Christmas songs are being released. More Christmas specials and movies are coming out. More special sale days are observed, Black Friday, Shop Small Saturday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday. I know Christmas isn't all about popular culture and shopping, but those are all pretty tangible items that indicate Christmas is here and still going strong. The government is still closed on Christmas. So are schools and banks and most professional offices. The only time of year that all of those things happen at the same time is at Christmas. Traditional radio stations, the ones that play current pop hits, switch formats to all Christmas music, and some of them do it as early as the 1st of November. Hallmark makes original Christmas movies, some with soundtracks, that air throughout November and December, and on several days of every week throughout the rest of the entire year. I honestly think that what a lot of this war on Christmas and canceling Christmas nonsense comes down to is that there are some people who don't like it when others celebrate or observe Christmas differently than they do. And they get even more upset by those who don't celebrate or observe it at all. I have no idea how someone else's views on Christmas and how it should be celebrated could diminish another person's view on Christmas and how it should be celebrated. I know that I play a lot of different artists and genres on The Sounds of Christmas, and that may not be everybody's cup of eggnog. Just because I don't play mostly Bing Crosby, Perry Como, and Mitch Miller doesn't mean I'm attacking your Christmas. It's easier than ever to find the exact music you want to listen to, whether you use a streaming service like Spotify or the video site YouTube, both of which you can do for free if you don't mind occasional ads. And that's true whether I'm not playing what you feel is Christmassy enough or whether your favorite local radio station isn't playing what you think is Christmassy enough. And that really is kind of the key. It's what you think is Christmassy enough versus what someone else does. The main reason I wanted to revisit this topic is because I don't want you to be afraid that someone is coming for your Christmas. It's just not true. It used to be that it was just talk radio hosts and some TV news hosts that would occasionally say outrageous things just to stir people up, which is actually how the whole ridiculous war on Christmas thing got started in the first place. But now we have bloggers, we have podcasters, we have YouTubers, we have people on TikTok, and all of that gets added to the mix. It's gotten very easy to get a message out there and to sound like you know what you're talking about. And few that do that kind of thing stop to think about the responsibility they have in doing so. Some just like to stir things up. Some may think they're in the right and their feelings on the topic need to be shared. Too many just see a story or a social media post, decide it's the beginning of some slippery slope, or worse yet, proves their misinformed point, and they respond with dire messages that suggest Christmas is under the threat of being canceled. I actually had someone say to me earlier this past week that I might think things are fine because I look around in December and see Christmas all over the place. That's kind of telling, isn't it? Christmas all over the place? Obviously, it's not all over the place the way they believe Christmas should be all over the place, which seems to lead them to believe that Christmas is being canceled, even though, as they had said, Christmas is all over the place. If you hear this kind of thing from someone and it rattles you and you think that maybe Christmas is being canceled, here are a couple things you can do. Look up the schedule on the Hallmark channel. It's April as I'm recording this. Hallmark has Christmas movies on every week, even in April. And by the time December rolls around, their schedule will be full of Christmas programming every single day. Got Yelp on your phone? Look up Christmas trees. I just did that and found 8 listings for places near me that are Christmas tree farms or lots, even though they won't be open again for at least 7 months. And I live in a pretty small town. Out of curiosity, I also did a search on Yelp for holiday trees. There are 3 listings that came up: a Lowe's home improvement store, a PGA resort, and a Ramada Inn. I have no idea what in the algorithm brought those up, but other than Lowe's, I doubt you'll find much in the way of any kind of trees at a resort or a hotel. And obviously, no holiday tree farms or lots were listed. My goal with this podcast is to be positive and share information and conversation about Christmas music and the sounds of Christmas online radio station. And I do want to keep this positive. And I'm positive that there's no war on Christmas. And I'm positive that there is no move afoot to try to cancel Christmas. I'd like to ask you for a favor. If someone says or posts something that concerns you about a war on or a cancellation of Christmas, reach out to me. You can connect with me through social media, facebook.com/socmusic, or on Twitter @socmusic, or you can just go to our website, www.soundsofchristmas.com, and use the simple form on the Attention Bands or Singers page. Let me know what you heard and what concerns you, and I'll do my best to allay your fears. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the websites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can find your favorite, click on over, subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. If you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the send us a text message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.